Hello.
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 Hello, Clarice.
Hello.
So good to see you again.
Hello. Hello.
Would you like a little Chianti?
No, he says it wrong, doesn't he? Chianti.
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 Yeah, he like affects that A a little too
Yeah,
much.
it's like, come on, you're supposed to be this hyper sophisticated murderer. You can't
Yeah,
even say your wines right.
he could be saying it ironically.
Would you like some filet mignon?
Yeah, exactly. Mignon.
Nothing is better than some cat brains and filet mignon. Hey guys, this is Box Barrel Radio, episode 42 for June 15th, 2011. This is your host, Griffin Hoffman. Got Ryan Fielder
Who is now a robot.
and John Stanhope. John, say something.
That's fine.
This is the sound of
This is the
John's
sound of
voice.
John's voice talking.
Hey, every podcast is somebody's first podcast.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show for bossbarrel.com. We're back after E3 week.
Woo!
Did you make it through those four, like, what, 3.5 hours of me and Griff yelling at the mic?
Yeah. Well, I'm writing up a E3 summary of the press conferences. So I'm done with about a third of it.
Sweet.
So I'll have that done by the end of the week. For if you don't want to listen for 3 hours, you can read about what happened instead. Ryan, you couldn't make it since you were feeling a little worn out from,
I was kind of tired.
having to do all the E3 stuff.
Trying to figure out how the Wii U works.
Dude, I'm pretty excited for that.
Me too. Me too.
I
John?
think they should endorse the Wu-Tang Clan.
The Wu-Tang Clan?
Isn't that a W, though? It's a Wu.
Yeah, that's what the
Wii
Wii
U.
U.
The Wii U.
Wu.
Wii U net.
Wii
Wii U
U.
Tang. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. So,
Got another year of making fun of that name
Wii U
until it comes
net.
out, and then we're
I
just like,
wonder, like, is that actually gonna stick?
Oh, it'll stick.
Oh, we
They've already
stuck.
developed the money for the marketing
Have
with
you
that.
tried to talk to somebody who doesn't know about games about the
The
Wii
Wii U.
U and trying to explain that to them, where you're like, so yeah, Nintendo's got this new Wii console. It's like the Wii 2, but it's called the
Wii U.
U. The what? It's called the
Wii
Wii
U.
U. Stop making noises at me. I can name video game consoles too. Rawls.
Vita.
Rawls. Rolfelcopter.
Yeah, Rolfelcopter.
It's the
Great.
Microsoft Rolfelcopter.
Yeah, Rolfelcopter. Dude, if I got a console named Rolfelcopter, I would just be done. I'm done playing video games because nobody's taking it seriously
Forget
anymore.
the Kinect.
Fuck this shit.
Rolfelcopter.
I'm done. I'm just gonna go start doing something
It's
with
Microsoft's
my
new
time, like
handheld.
model
Handheld.
ships inside of bottles.
Yeah. It's called the BTW. OMG BTW. So we talked a lot about E3 last week. Ryan, you weren't able to talk about that. Do you want to inject anything quickly, except for your interest in the tablet?
It looks cool.
The U.
Yeah, it looks sweet. I'll get my hands on it. I don't know if I'll buy it. I
Do
haven't
we?
bought one of Nintendo's last 50 consoles, whatever, but
What was the last one you bought?
Super Nintendo.
Okay. No 64?
Nope, no 64. No Cube.
Game Boy Advance?
You can buy a
No.
cube?
Well, I do have a DS, I guess.
Guys, you're missing out on some things with a cube. Some things, not a lot of things.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, I
No.
played
For like
cubes.
$100, you could catch up on all of GameCube right now.
I've got other games to catch up on.
Just saying.
Eternal Darkness, man.
Yeah, Eternal Darkness. That's the game right there.
All you need to do is play it for 10 minutes and you're like, okay, I get this.
Exactly. That's all you need
Now
to
I
do.
get a bunch of
Really.
jokes.
I've played like maybe an hour's worth of that game, and I was like,
Yeah, I'm done now.
Oh,
game.
Fourth wall!
Ah,
It tells
shit.
me it's on video, but it's not actually on video!
It's lowering the volume, but my volume monitor doesn't look like
Who's
that.
taking those steps? It's not me!
My head fell off.
There's bugs on my screen!
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
Those busts are looking at me.
The stupid thing about that game, though, is once you get the
There's
spell
bugs
to
on the screen.
increase your sanity, then it's like you never deal with that anymore.
And that's the best part of the game.
So just cast this forever and I'm good.
And that's for the game
too. Yeah, but then what if they like turn that and like, what if you cast it and then
you're more insane? You don't actually, yeah, what if that's part of the insanity? Mm-hmm. You didn't actually cast it. Oh, God. You
didn't actually cast it. You thought you casted it.
But you didn't.
I was trying to reload my pistols, but I shot myself in the face.
I think so, even insane people know the difference between
them. So Eternal Darkness is basically a game that's devoted to fucking with you, as long as your insanity meter is high enough. Yeah, like, right. You'll hear babies crying. Yeah. It's a really good game.
Dogs because barking.
Because it utilizes 5.1 surround sound really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Despite all the joking, it is pretty awesome.
It's on a mini disc.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's on a miniature disc. It's not a mini disc. It's on one of those. A miniature.
It's on one of those ROM discs.
Short is mini disc.
A small disc device. Yes. Small disc console hard vehicle.
Do you want to say, since we're talking about the Wii U, you just want to take this moment to talk about the new stuff that Nintendo has made mention of? That
yeah,
this
no.
thing will and won't do.
Go for it, John.
Okay, because I've got a couple of things. Yo, it's going to use DVDs, but it's not going to play DVD movies.
Really?
Shitty, right?
Huh.
It's really awesome. I'm glad they decided to go ahead and just continue to not do things that people want.
The only thing that I heard that I remember out of this that I think is poignant is the touch screen is not multi-touch.
Yeah, not multi-touch, single touch. Mm-hmm. But what's the other thing? Won't play DVDs or Blu-rays or any of that stuff. I didn't really expect it to play Blu-rays. I sort of was expecting it to play some sort of DVDs. What's the other thing here?
Nobody plays movies.
Oh, there's this big thing going around saying that Nintendo says that that controller, like the console, will not support more than one of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was yet to be determined.
It may still kinda be. Makes sense. That sounds more like rumor suspicion than anything, but I mean, it sort of makes sense to me, but at the same time, it's kind of a bummer.
I also heard that the hardware specs for that device are out there.
Yeah.
Like, you can find them I think it's officially Nintendo release, but if you like troll NeoGAF, you can find something that is next to official what it actually can do.
The only other thing is that there's a small report saying that Nintendo is considering just completely scrapping friend codes with Wii U.
That'd be good. That's
a pretty smart idea.
It's a very smart idea.
Wait, so when you scrap friend codes, does that mean you scrap all online interactivity?
Yes. We just don't want you to play online anymore. That's it. You guys don't like friend codes? Fine. You don't need the internet.
Yep.
No.
It's only eShop.
Stepping backwards, Nintendo. Forward, forward, forward.
Backwards is forward.
DVDs are real. Internet is real. Use it.
Forwards now, man.
God damn it. Yep. I guess if you step backwards long enough, you'll eventually move forward.
Glasses
right?
for 2D, dude. You may as well take the online connectivity.
2D glasses.
2D glasses. May as well just throw out.
Let's go to 1D online. Glasses.
I don't even know. The one in my mind right there.
So the quote
is that just one
that...
lens in the glass? I think we'll throw up. It would all be 2D, because if you didn't have two eyes, you would only be able to see it in 2D.
That's the
2D.
Glass. No, they cover one. It's an eye patch.
Oh, it's like a division problem? So if you have one 2D and one 2/3D,
This isn't coming directly from Nintendo, but it's basically a Ubisoft producer during a demo of Ghost Recon said that the Wii U doesn't have a friend code system in place, but that they have found a better way to connect gamers online.
Companion
using
cheats.
Using a gamer tag like system.
Okay.
Oh, so you mean that thing that PlayStation and Microsoft have been using for?
Are there trophies?
10 years.
Are there achievements?
I don't know.
And what would Nintendo call them? Because Nintendo has, because Miyamoto has...
Wii Wards? That's what I would call it. Wii Wards.
Miyamoto has specifically said he is completely against that, he will never do that.
Stickers. Really? Call them stickers. Yeah.
But there have been
Gold Star stickers,
Wii games that have had, like, achievements built into the game.
Overall score.
Yeah, it doesn't reflect the public, but if you play, say, for instance, what was one of them? If you played Punch-Out for the Wii, they had a reward system in it where it's like if you fought this guy without ever taking a punch, you would get a little.
Right, and like Smash Brothers thing. Had something like that too. They had like 300 and some trophies that you could earn.
Figures that you would just right, get by just playing the game.
Why is he so against stupid crap?
Like no, that. Trophies. Not stupid crap. Like,
it's still stupid crap.
Some hard, stupid crap that you would have to do to achieve that stuff.
Why is Miyamoto so opposed to that?
He doesn't. He said he like doesn't like the mentality that it creates, like the competitive like meta game. Where you're not enjoying the game, but instead you're playing it to just get these points.
Oh, speaking.
So, but I have also enjoyed many more games because I would have never played them.
Right, right. But or if achievements or trophies are done well, it helps to guide you through learning new things in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when you're playing, for instance, Bulletstorm, it teaches, like, by doing the multi-kills... or trick shots, you're also getting achievements for doing like the more complicated ones. Or
yeah, I feel like if I didn't look at the achievement list, I would not have really pushed myself to become better at that game.
Right.
Like,
but you know what? They don't need multiplayer achievements.
No, they really don't.
So sick of that shit.
Sort of dumb. Yeah.
Win 10 matches straight, perfects online.
That's like Singularity. That's I didn't realize that you could rip shields off of dudes in Singularity until. Like late in the game when I was looking at the achievements and I was like, wait, you could do what now?
What was your things, John? Rewards? Is that what you said?
Rewards. Sounded great. That or just like gold banana stickers.
Did you just come up with that? Rewards?
Rewards.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Rewards is good, Rewards. Yeah. I think they would go a more Nintendo route where it's like
probably. Stars. They're not clever enough. It would just be gold stars.
You get a star.
You get a star.
Star piece.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, you have one star towards completing this game.
Coins.
Coins.
100 coins for the game.
Coins and stars. Yep, perfect. Gotcha. Yep. Done. One-ups.
One-up mushrooms, yeah. I got a brown mushroom on this game, man. Silver mushroom.
Perfect.
I just got the gold-plated mushroom.
Dude, what?
Which is actually gold mushroom with gold plating over it.
What? So much...
So much gold.
Yo, do you like cars in your cars? Pimp my mushroom, bitches.
Oh, man. I wonder if they could just make it available to where, like, the reward system only worked in North America, and they just did not have it in Japan.
Just they, like, never tell Miyamoto about it.
Yeah, they just completely just tuck it under the rug.
Exactly. Yep.
Shh. He doesn't know.
He doesn't come over here anyway. He doesn't even know what the internet is, so it's okay.
A lot of hardcore gamers have been choosing the Wii lately.
The Wii U.
We just keep telling them it's because the console's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Perfect. This Nintendo has won the race for consoles in North America. Miyamoto can't believe it.
Again.
Yeah. Miyamoto keeps wondering. He keeps asking us, "Why is there this number next to his his?" Well, okay, so on the DS device, you can interact with people. So I wonder, or on the 3DS, I wonder if they'll go at something like you know, you have your Mii and your your Mii like tags that shows a little bit about you. I wonder if they'll just kind of push that a little further.
Probably. We'll see, and you know, yeah,
that's just like avatars.
The same thing.
It's what avatars went to and then surpassed.
Yeah. I was thinking though, the 3DS, you get coins for doing shit on that thing, right?
No,
it's not exactly the same thing. But...
You get coins for walking 1,000 steps.
In yeah, dude, maybe that's how their multiplayer is. You're gonna have to walk your
Wii. Maybe you rotate the. Maybe it's not. You have to rotate the tablet so many turns in a day, and you get awards for it.
Maybe it's not just like doing stuff with the console, but just so much as playing it. Play the game. Play the console for more than 3 hours in a day, and you get a
play it with a friend.
Yeah,
in house.
Play it with a friend. Have friends.
That's your online multiplayer.
Yep.
Yeah. Perfect. Done.
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah.
I unlocked 3 achievements today. I was pretty stoked about that.
I unlocked 3 as well, actually.
Sweet.
Damn. I unlocked 0 because I haven't been playing anything. But,
Fallon Migriff.
Ryan, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of games.
Yeah.
Really?
Ryan, for the first time ever, has been playing a ton of games.
Tons of games.
Yeah, first time ever.
First time ever, Ryan's playing a video game. Yeah, yep. News flash, breaking news. Ryan playing a video game.
I beat Star Wars Force Unleashed 2 in one marathon gaming session.
Not entirely difficult.
Not too bad. I did it twice, though.
Okay, that's...
beat that's it about on normal, and then better. I went to hard.
That's about 10 to 12 hours of your time right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Better.
Yeah, I beat it real quick on normal. I was like, okay, let's do it again. So the next day, I picked Enslaved Odyssey to the West.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good game. Griff, you're going to try it.
Nope.
Yep. Nope. I'm going to bring it over, put it in your Xbox, and put the controller in your hand.
And then I'm
going to
say, ha-ha, there's no more room on my Xbox. Joke's on you.
Oh, but it's you don't have to install the game to play.
I'm going
to
install Duke Nukem, and that's just going to crash my system.
It is. Your system's not going to know what to do with itself.
My system's going to say, balls of steel, and then it'll blow up.
And then it red rings.
Yellow spiders.
Yellow spiders. Ignite it. I got yellow spiders in my Xbox 360, and now it just blew up.
Yep.
I don't know why. There was a factory recall, but I was like, eh, whatever.
I went for it.
Have you updated your 360 yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No.
Does that update happen that you guys were talking about?
Discrete error. No, it happened. The update happened.
Oh, it did?
Just neither of us had the fatal drive. Lame.
Yeah, but that was supposed to happen before the update even.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're past it. Now if my Xbox Red rings again, just boned.
Right.
That sucks.
I'm proper fucked.
What else do you play?
Tropico 3.
Man, hitting all the greats of 2010.
Tropico 3 is a really good game. Strategy game where you are the El Presidente of a Caribbean or some tropical place,
one might say.
Yes. And basically you just got to lead your followers to do certain tasks, like get your export goods up to $500,000 by the year 1975.
It's like a ghetto communist sim.
Yeah.
City.
So, Ryan, I forgot to ask you this. When you mentioned like you can farm tobacco. Can you turn it into like a drug cartel where you have
No.
There's like heroin or cocaine cigars. Or anything? Oh, man.
You can roll your tobacco into cigars and sell them for lots of money.
Missed opportunity for this game.
You can mine. There's like mines.
You mine
and
fish.
You can turn your stuff into jewelry. It sells for a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can cut down trees, turn it into lumber, and then you can turn your lumber into furniture.
Into jewelry.
Can you
into cigars.
Can you affect how much money you're paying the people of your country?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Slave, like basically slave labor.
Yeah, but they won't work for you. Oh, well. And they'll get pissed.
Well, see, this is the problem. This game is not very realistic because there is thousands of people that are living these conditions and don't do shit about it.
Well, they'll work for you.
Can you hijack the medical supply drops and then reallocate them towards your mercenary bands in order to keep the public in check?
When do you start your arms race?
You can build
race?
A medical clinic.
Can you start selling? Sweet. Can you start selling weapons to people?
No
well, arms
you can,
race.
You can upgrade your military.
Is there a travel warning ridiculous. Over your country?
And when the rebels come, you have to have more military. Than when the rebels come attack, and then they start shooting
storing
each other.
Nukes.
Actually, I just got to that.
When can you start harboring communists?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the game actually lets you pick sides. You can either be capitalist or communist.
Oh. Sure, that's so. It.
Or Taoist. Somewhere in the middle. Exactly. But it's a really fun game, strategy-wise, if you like those type of games. Kind of like Civilization, but less fighting, more just like leading your... It's actually really difficult, too. Like, you really have to understand what you're doing before you can start enjoying the game.
Sure. Word.
I think that's all the main
John, did
I
you
played.
Put Enslaved on your... top 10 games last year? I think we talked about it at the very least.
We did talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about
it. I don't know if I put it on my top 10. That was a while ago, Griff.
6 months.
The game, that first level really does suck, but then if you get to the other
levels, that game starts out really rough, but it picks up a lot. It's also, really good. Like, of the few games that have come out recently that have made me look at the way that facial expressions are presented to the player...
Yeah, that game's really good.
That's in the top three.
Like, you ever play Crisis Core?
It's not a cartoon.
That is not... I don't think that is a reasonable argument, Griff.
I still think they look as good as Crisis Core. It's the same, like, no, I don't, no, I'm not going to get into this.
Are they better than L.A. Noire?
Yes and no.
Yes, in ways, but not in other ways.
Yeah, like, the ability to emote is just as good, but the realism is not as good.
Yeah.
But on the other end of that, since L.A. Noire butts up so closely to real that it looks wrong,
yeah.
Whereas Enslaved isn't real enough to that. For that to be a problem where you're like, oh, these are like really well-drawn anime characters that have really good facial expressions.
Yeah, up until L.A. Noire, I would have said Enslaved is probably the best-looking facial, like, animation that I've seen.
What about Metal Gear?
Metal Gear's really good, too.
We're talking like this now.
No, I did that by accident. I didn't actually want to. It's just something about hearing Metal Gear just makes my,
no, John,
my voice slip into David Hayter.
Has changed?
Oh,
no. So, Joe, what have you been playing?
I gotta pull up my Ron Perlman. Hang on a second.
Dig deep.
Oh, bubblegum. Oh, I gotta go smoke a cigarette.
I gotta go rip off an alien head and shit down its neck.
Have you even seen the intro for Duke Nukem?
Where what's
like,
that? I can't understand what you're saying.
Kicks off that pig's head and then takes a dump on it. It's really awesome. What? Yeah, dude, we gotta play this game a little bit before. We
leave. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's bad
in the worst way possible. In 2008, no. 2000.
Let's go, Mr. Caffeine, here for a second.
Four,
go,
maybe.
That's what if video games were like this? In 2008 at E3, there was the Duke Nukem Forever trailer, where Duke is sitting there like smoking a cigar, bench pressing, and doing curls, and like drinking Jack and out of a bottle, and then the, like that was the trailer, and then the stinger on the trailer was like, I'm gonna go park a brick in some alien's asshole. Like, what does that even mean?
Yep.
He's like the Vin Diesel of fake characters.
Right. Like, I don't... Yeah, he's so...
Yeah.
Weird.
I'll take two... Or Vin Diesel's is... Yeah, well, it's like, I'll take two hits on 20.
What? Yep. Does that mean you put 40 on it?
Have you ever played Pitch Black?
No.
Oh, okay, Vin Diesel's lines in that game are really good.
Pitch Black. There's no Pitch Black game.
Pitch Dark. Pitch Black. The
Pitch Black is a movie.
Yeah, it's the Riddick.
Yeah, but there's a Chronicles of Riddick game.
The two games.
Chronicles of Riddick, Butcher Bay, and
yeah, Escape from Butcher Bay, and the other
thing.
Mini collection.
I don't think Pitch Black was included.
Whatever. It's from that universe.
Yeah,
where he got the shine.
The shine.
Yeah, where you can see in the dark. I was watching Fast and the Furious, and I was like, it's like moments where I was like, I can see the shine. I can see the shine.
He's got it still.
He still does. Never leaves you.
So what were we talking about before?
The games you were playing, John.
Oh, games I'm playing? Just Child of Eden. That's it.
Did you play it with a controller?
No.
Why not?
It's not at all. Because I have a
wiener.
Yep. Yep. So funny thing, never, never have to itch your nose while you're playing that game. The game will freak the hell out. Because the game keeps track of both of your hands.
So rewind here for a second. What is Child of Eden?
Child of Eden is that this fancy...
A downloadable Xbox game for...
No, I wish it was downloadable.
It's not?
No, this is a $40 retail game.
Oh.
Not full price, nope, mind you.
Not full price. $40, though, after playing this. A little steep. $30.
Did you buy it?
No. No.
What do you think, I'm crazy?
Nuts. I bought a Kinect, damn it. But so it's...
Blow it out your ass.
It's like Res HD.
Yeah.
But without the person flying through space. Instead, you are the person.
Bah!
What?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a shooter. It's like a hallway shooter, kind of.
It's on rails.
It's on rails shooter.
With music.
With music, and when you shoot
things.
It
sounds exactly like Res HD.
Yeah, it's Res.
Yeah.
Only in brighter colors. And you don't use a person with a controller, you use your arms.
Right. It's like if a hippie made a first-person shooter while they were on copious amounts of
everything, like, all of it peyote. At the same time. Yeah, peyote. Best thing that it. Yeah,
I don't think anything would get done.
No,
I'm amazed. A lot would get done.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed this game was made.
To just be don't hit your nose.
Well, so like, yeah. So your right hand, you swivel that around, and then it locks on to whatever. It tracks your hand. Your hand is a reticle. Whatever you push your hand, put your hand over, it will lock onto it, and then you thrust at the screen to launch the lasers.
With your penis?
Yeah. You like swing your hand at it, and then it launches all the lasers and hits those targeted items.
You try and high five the screen.
Sort of.
And you shoot bullets at it.
Sort of. The problem with this is the hand is also where the screen sort of focuses its field of view. So it doesn't autopilot your view entirely. So the problem that occurs a lot of the times for me with that lock on is that when I do that thrust, my screen's going all over the damn place when I do that, which not a fan of that. Mm-mm. So that's a little aggravating. So a lot of times, instead of using lock on, I would use the left hand, and the left hand is just basically just constantly firing machine gun blasts.
Mm-hmm. So you switch hands while you're playing that.
Certain enemies are more affected by certain things. So the problem that I had is, like, if my nose was itching and I was using the left-hand machine gun thing, as soon as my right hand would come up to itch my nose, the game would be like, so you want to use the other thing now? And then just start locking onto things. Just completely ignore my left hand, even though it's further forward than the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
It'd just be like, that one's moving. Oh, God.
Use it.
Yeah.
Wait, question. Were you wearing white gloves?
No.
There's your problem.
You're supposed to wear white gloves?
That's what Mizuguchi was wearing when he demoed it last year. Yeah.
Maybe that would help. Put a bigger contrast on them. Wear one red and one blue.
Did you connect 6 controllers in it?
No, I did not.
What?
Did you connect 6 controllers to your Xbox to get the force feedback experience?
No, I did not.
What the?
Put one in my
butt. This is a thing. John, help me out here. What was it?
It was so weird. Basically, you could use the you can connect controllers to that game, and it will give you 3-dimensional force feedback by having those controllers around you.
Yeah. But like in the original, in Rez,
they will rumble.
Yeah, there was this
to
like,
generate
what was it feedback. Called? The
I don't
whatever fucking... the device was, like you would connect it to your Xbox and like
sit
on it.
God, what was that
and
thing called?
It would like vibrate at certain you would attach it to your body in a certain way that was pleasing to you, and then it would vibrate in certain directions.
What the hell was that thing called?
I don't remember.
It was for PS2, though.
Was it for PS2?
It wasn't an Xbox
device. It wasn't an Xbox, so... But it
connected through USB, so they were wondering, what's going to happen if I
plug
this in?
Yeah, what if I connect my blank to the Xbox 360?
What is that thing
called?
Now you're going to make me think. Goddamn. That rumble stick.
Thing. Yeah, whatever it was.
The rumble pack?
No.
Not a pack.
It was weird. It was like a very, very, like waste engineer style of nomenclature.
God, I can't remember that.
Way too fancy for what it actually does.
Yeah.
Oh, it vibrates.
Yeah, instead of like rumble pad, it was like... It
vibrates in various ways.
Feedback connection.
So, putting a controller off to my left, there was something, or my right, and something on the right of the screen that would start vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the idea behind it. Now I only own 3 controllers, so...
Well, you couldn't do that.
Then. No, I could only get so much feedback.
What if there was stuff coming from above you?
Well, see, that, like, dude.
Does it come with some strings to hang
from
the ceiling?
This isn't 3D, dude.
Dude, yeah, it's not 3D. It's just, it's all in front of me, just sometimes slightly off to the right or left. But so anyway, no, so I did not. The answer is no, I didn't do that, because I don't have enough controllers to do that.
Maybe I didn't do it.
Maybe I'll try it later, though. I don't know. That game is so freaking weird. There is... Lots of FMV in that game, too.
Really?
Yeah. Blew my mind, too. I was like, huh, you're just going to do this, huh? Just put this out there. Did not think there would be that in that
game. Yeah, is it a dude with white gloves?
It is not a dude. It is not a dude at all. It's just one girl the whole time. So the story, there is a story.
Now you have me interested.
There is a story.
Is she the child?
Is she wearing white
gloves? She is the child. So, okay, so...
Is it like the end of Chrono Cross?
In the year...
2019,
September 11th, 2019.
Wait, topical.
September 11th, 2019, the first child born in space existed. And her goal was to somehow change Earth through her music. I don't know. It was dumb. I sort of
clipped. It's really Japanese.
It's really Japanese. And then so by the end of the 21st century, obviously she was dead. But by the end of that, they have been saving people's memories into the internet, which isn't called the internet anymore. It's called Eden.
Mm-hmm.
Keep following me here.
No, this is good.
Yeah. So towards the end of the 21st century, they are trying to sort of resurrect Lumi, the child that was born in space, in the internet. They're going to like resurrect her as like this virtual being that will save mankind in some way that's not clear to me.
This is awesome.
And that is your focus of the game, is going through and like finding her information and saving her from the evils of the internet.
Can that, you play this without the Kinect?
Yeah, that's
you can,
awesome.
You
man.
Can like, play it without the Kinect.
Having just read Burning Chrome, that sounds right, like right, everything that I love.
I know. It's like some Neuromancer, Ghost in the Shell, crazy banana shit.
Yes. Sounds incredible.
Yeah. I was reading the whole thing and I'm just like, what?
Uh-huh.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They don't call it the internet anymore. They call it cyberspace.
Yeah. Just
go punch deck on my Natal.
Yep.
Retrofitted.
Yep. So for, it's just all
for H. Remember when they called it HD, guys? That was too funny.
Yeah.
And then we just jack in.
I know. It was just so I'm like
Microsoft.
I'm like, okay, so I get it. Like I am actually surfing the internet.
Oh no, Sendai.
And like shooting these crazy squid things. Sort that are viruses?
Black maybe? Ice, man. You're know. Shooting black ice.
Oh, it's internet porn that you're shooting?
Probably.
That's what you're trying to get rid of?
You're shooting black ice. You're shooting black ice.
Black ice?
Black ice.
Oh.
White Power Ranger.
Yep.
White Power Ranger.
Shooting Tommy?
Oh, God. Yeah, White oh. Power.
Ranger. White Power Ranger.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Black ice, man. Yep.
But so yeah, that's
the gentleman loser.
That is the premise of Child of Eden. Review forthcoming.
Is there gonna be a sequel?
God, I can only hope.
Children of Eden.
Children of Eden. All of Lumi's children, descendants of Lumi.
That'd be
a fucking crazy.
Children
name.
Of Child.
Children
of Child. Sweet child of mine.
Yeah, so like you go through these
is
levels.
Is the music awesome?
The music is great. The music okay. is fine. Like, you know, is you crank techno? Like it is crazy. Not so techno, right. And you crank that thing up, and you
is Beat Up the Beat in it by Pauly D.
I'm sure if I timed it right, I could get it to happen. But no, it's pretty cool. It's visually visually striking. A lot of the things that you are supposed to be doing at any given time are not necessarily clear. The tutorial is basically this: right hand has locking laser fire missile thing. You do this to make that happen. Left hand has machine gun thing, and that's not as strong as the lock-on laser thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Are there bombs?
They're
if
not,
you clap your hands, are there
they're
bombs?
They're not bombs, but there's a euphoria mode. Which
an ecstasy mode?
Euphoria mode, mm-hmm. Which is exactly like the euphoria mode in DJ Hero.
Like the ecstasy mode?
Yep. I don't know what it does. Because I've activated
makes
it.
Everything brighter.
Does it make the music louder like it does in DJ Hero?
I can only hope. I've activated it twice, and I just like, I don't know.
So it's like star power?
Stuff, I feel good now.
Stuff happens. It's like, well, the screen lit up
oh,
a little bit.
Oh, I did
bit.
That.
Like,
yeah.
The screen lights up a little bit, and then I feel like I did that, but I don't know. I thought maybe stuff would explode. Maybe that's the bomb. I don't know. It didn't explain it very well. It's all it said was like, these are these purple things. If you shoot those, you'll get like added bonuses to your euphoria mode. Activate euphoria mode by raising your arms. And I was like, okay. So I did
like
that.
Like Christ?
What happens if you
like,
jump?
Like
is the story
like
of
goal.
Child of Eden, Eden,
Eden, Eden?
Is it a Christ allegory?
Yep. No, just raise your arms like
you just don't care.
Like feel gold. Like
gold. Throw them in the air like John Blair.
Yep.
Word, man. 30 seconds in or 30 minutes in, JB gets a mention.
Yep.
Timestamp.
Done. Marked. Oh man. So yeah, that's all I got right now. I'm really. When's Bastion supposed to come out soon? Yeah. Hopefully. Gosh.
Is that the same thing?
There's nothing that comes out until like August.
God. I'm just.
Well,
I'm going to send this back real quick and hopefully I can get Infamous or Alice real quick.
There are things that come out soon ish that I'm excited about. Like Shadows of the Damned, Catherine, one more game. El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron.
No, not Dungeon Siege.
Not interested.
No?
Oh, man.
Dungeon anything.
There's Dungeon. A new video poker game coming out.
Oh, what?
We to see Griff's eyes light up like that.
I love poker. Is it Dungeon Poker?
Yes. There you go. Dungeon Poker. Yeah, Dungeon Baldur's Gate Poker.
Dungeon Poker is my favorite.
Dragons.
Use the back touch on the Vita for that.
Use the back touch on the Dungeon Poker.
Great.
Perfect. Yeah, that's actually how you play. You got to figure out.
It's import only.
Oh, God damn it.
You gotta figure out which card goes with which character, and it doesn't tell you anywhere.
Nah.
So, like.
Whichever is the most underage and has the biggest breast size.
Yep.
That's which one is which.
Yep.
I got a pair.
Tell me about them.
Great.
I haven't played anything. I got Duke Nukem, but I haven't played it yet. Duke Nukem Forever.
Yep. Sounds fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I played a little bit of Zombie Nation, I guess.
Zombie Nation or Dead Nation?
I'm sorry. Zombie Nation. I played.
Isn't that song in
Child Zombie Nation? Zombie Nation is a different thing.
Isn't that in Child
Yes. So I played Zombie. I played that Dead Nation. I played that for a little while. Pistol. I played that game for a little while. About by the fourth level, it gets really fucking maddening. Because the checkpointing is really bad. And I can see why it bombed in reviews. Because it's super easy until that point.
Mm-hmm. You're like, what?
Yeah. Where it's like, it ratchets up the difficulty. And you're like, oh, this is fun. It's a dual stick, like, arcade style shooter. And, it's really fun, and, you know, it's easy, and zombies, and bullets, and blah, whatever. And then, by, like, the fourth level, you know, it's like, okay, now you have these four different types of super zombies that are on the screen, and two of them have an attack that does half of your damage taken off, and you can't do anything about it. And then you have these other zombies that are calling in more waves of zombies. It's like, I don't know what's happening. But I was only playing it single player, so maybe multiplayer it's easier.
That's how you have to play it.
Probably.
Because it's an online game that they gave you.
Yeah. I got my friend codes.
Local co-op?
I don't know. I didn't try it, but I think so.
That would make sense, right?
So it's kind of like Geometry Wars, how that game just goes from, oh yeah, I'm having fun, to what the hell is that?
No.
Like the only reason makes you go, what the hell is that, is when somebody on your friends list has this absurdly high score. Where you're like, how did you get 58,000 on pacifism mode and my highest is 11? Like that, yeah.
And I was really trying.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost like 3 years off my life just getting that score.
Dude, let's not talk too much about Geometry Wars because then I'll start talking a lot about Geometry Wars.
Geometry Wars is good.
It's fucking good.
Geometry Wars 2.
Geometry Wars 2 is the best one.
I haven't played that one.
It's
the rich and deep series.
Dude, there's like four of those.
Geometry Wars Tactics. Secret best Geometry Wars game.
Geometry Wars Advanced Wars.
Geometry Wars Galaxies.
Geometry Wars Wars.
Terrible.
Geometry Wars WARZ. It's really
Geometry it's such War a disappointment. Fighter 2092.
Future Geometry Wars Fighter. Definitely. Not what I don't even know what that game's going for. Like, what is their angle? Call of Geometry Wars. Like, I'm just tired of it.
I give up.
Tom Clancy's
the online multiplayer Geometry is great, War. But, you know, the story. There's FMV in it, man. Where did that come from?
I'm going to go take a nap.
Um, You guys want to talk about it? You want to talk about news?
Yes, please, for the love of all this holy
science. Okay, so last week was E3, so we talked a lot about everything that came out, but there's been things that have been happening. None of us have played Infamous 2, which came out.
No, we played them a little bit.
Alice is coming out this week, yesterday, I think, right? Or is it? I think it's out.
Yo, Griff, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time is coming out.
Don't care.
For your 3DS.
Don't care.
Yeah, I think Alice is out either... I think he's out today. Or yesterday, rather.
So, some news has been happening.
Well, Griff, you and I...
Despite the E3 sort of things that are, you know... Still, the details getting fleshed out on everything, and everything that has came out last week. Things have been happening this week.
Yeah, Alice is out.
For instance, we have a very weird thing with Crysis being removed from Steam by EA, citing that Steam has revised their, Steam has revised their policy, and Crysis 2 doesn't fit under that anymore, and it needs to be removed, and it's not their choice, but it was their choice because they removed it, and it's just really bizarre and crazy. I don't know why EA would do that, but whatever. Duke Nukem Forever community management team, his response to the really negative reviews of Duke Nukem, decided to say over Twitter that everybody who has been writing venomous and unfounded reviews about Duke Nukem Forever won't be receiving review copies of games from 2K anymore. And then 2K [S2] What? [S1] Games responded by saying, "This guy who's writing as our community manager is no longer a part of our company, and any statement that he said is not valid for our company."
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
Do people consider their jobs when they write shit on Twitter?
Well,
obviously not.
It's a new form of fucking media that people aren't used to yet.
It's not the first time this happened, but right. It has been one of the first times that a publisher has specifically said, "We're going to blacklist you publicly."
Yeah, that's bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yo, they write reviews.
Right.
It's like,
I mean, I can understand where this guy's coming from, where it's like, okay, like, I'm pissed and I'm going to retaliate and be a dick. But on the same side, it's like, you can't just make a blanket statement for that, like, against journalists like that. But then to counter that point, it's like, well, if journalists are going to review a game, they're going to review it regardless if they get a review copy or not.
Mm-hmm.
But sending out a game early is a good thing because it generates positive press if it's a good game before it comes out to drive sales.
Right.
But that is a weird threat to make publicly.
It seems a little stupid. On the note of Steam, Griff, did you see this? Steam is going to start supporting free-to-play games?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, little thingy here.
Like you can download them off Steam?
Yeah. Tomorrow, or yesterday, as the case may be, Steam is launching its first line of free-to-play on Steam games. Da-da-da-da. Fortress 2.
Wasn't Team Fortress 2 already free?
Yeah. So
now you can get it on Steam.
But isn't it already free on Steam?
No, here we
like,
go.
Like, every month there's a sale that's like, here's Team Fortress 2 now for nothing!
Here is the lineup of the five games. Spiral Knights, Forsaken World, Champions Online, Global Agenda, and Alliance of Valiant Arms. These are all MMO games.
Great.
Yeah, free to play until you want to play them some more.
No, free to play. But do you want to play those? Like, that's the thing.
I can already be on Steam and make an executable file for the game that I'm playing that's not on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll show up that I'm playing that game on Steam.
Uh-huh. Also, I don't know how much other news you have, Griff, so I'm like just going through my list of like three other things right now. Did not know that Double Fine did not have the rights to this in their hands, but
they, Psychonauts?
Psychonauts.
Yeah. Well, the publisher retained the rights for profit, but... Mm-hmm. But
who published it before?
Who published it before? Boy, thinking back to...
Majesco?
Vivendi? I don't know. Majesco, sure. I don't remember. But somebody was receiving profits for it, and now it's Double Fine, so that's good.
That's cool. Maybe Psychonauts.
Well, they could already make a Psychonauts too. That's a non-issue. Like, yeah. They still held rights to create a sequel to the game.
Oh, really?
It was just they were receiving money. It's just the publisher was receiving money for any purchases of Psychonauts on Steam or any other download, like Direct Drive or any service like that. So now it's going straight to Double Fine, which only Double Fine would make this as, like, it would only be news for Double Fine because people love Double Fine and Tim Schafer so much. They'd be like, yay, now they're making more money, even though that's not really how the economics of video games work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it goes through the publisher to the developer, but now that it's in the hands of the developer, they're getting direct money for it. So that's good. That's awesome.
Let's see. Patrice can't pronounce his last name.
Désolé.
Yeah. He's going to THQ.
Didn't he already go there?
He officially starts at THQ
like in now. 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Like now.
Like right now.
Like he's eating.
He's on Twitter saying that we can't review his game.
He's leaving.
He's on Twitter saying work balls right now. Of steel. Eh?
I guess I was not aware that he was going to THQ.
I thought that he made his movement announcement a long time ago.
Oh, maybe.
Like a year ago.
Maybe I forgot about it. The only other thing I have is about, like, all the new people that are coming in DLC to Mortal Kombat.
Who?
Scarlet and Kenshi.
Scarlet, Kenshi, Rain, and a fourth unknown. I do also have an image of what
Great Rain Scarlet
is going to look like.
Seems cool.
That's Rain.
Poncho!
Yeah. Rain with a poncho.
Half poncho.
Half poncho sort of thing, right?
Is that hair?
That's fucking top knot hair.
Purple Rain.
Is Rain a boy or a girl?
Guy.
Doing
based
that.
Off Prince.
Zombie. He's a Zambawa. Wait, no, what was it, Ryan?
What? What are we talking about?
Vampawa.
Zombie Nation?
Oh. Vampawa.
Vampawa.
So, yeah. And there's a fourth one that Ed Boon is saying is going to come out, but they haven't announced who it will be. So, like, all kinds of ridiculous speculation.
Zombie Liu Kang.
Could be Shinnok.
Zombie Liu Kang.
Does anybody remember Meat?
Meat?
No.
There was a fighter in Mortal Kombat 4.
His name was
or
Meat.
Or maybe it was Gold. His name was Meat.
I hope it's mocap.
He had no flesh. He was just all...
Mocap.
Just muscle and bloody...
Blaze.
Parts of
how do body. I not remember a character like that?
I don't think he was like initially like in the, I think it was a crazy unlock that you had to get.
Meat.
Yeah, his name was Meat. He just looked like flesh and bone.
I want a grill now.
Skin, actually. Mm. Yeah, I know, right?
Is it the child from Eden?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is it TJ Hawk?
Yep.
Is it Fulgore?
Fulgore
would be great.
Yep.
Cinder.
Spinal.
Yeah. Spinal.
Spinal, whatever.
Is that the skeleton with the shield? Yeah. No, it's
Scimitar. Oh, is it Skeletor?
Is it Tiny?
Yeah. Is it the witch doctor from, what was that?
Banjo-Kazooie.
Primal Rage.
Oh.
Is it Noob Saibot's white cousin?
Oh, the white Power Ranger?
Yeah. Is it Tommy?
Yes.
His name was Tommy, and it was just all white.
Awesome.
Is it Bob Saget?
Perfect.
You were sucking dick for weed, man?
The only other thing that I don't know who it could be.
Is it Ed Boon? The white Noob Saibot?
Yeah, Ed Boon.
All right.
FMV. Oh God, that would be the best. I would pay all the money in the world for that.
What is it? What's the Saibot side? It's
Tobias.
Tobias, yeah. Is it Boon Tobias?
Boon Tobias.
White.
Boon, okay, Tobias. So Noob Saibot is Tobias Boon, like the two original creators of Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Their name's backwards.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that.
It would have to be Tobias Boone.
Sure.
To be completely.
Is it flipped. Mario?
Yep. Actually, it will be different depending on what console you get Mario? On. If you get it on Wii U, it will be Mario.
If you pre-order your Mario,
it will be Cole McGrath.
He gets Tanuki suit with giant balls.
Is it Mario?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the fourth
should be Mario.
Like, maybe the fourth character.
Is it Mortal Kombat?
Maybe it'll be
you know, the hidden character.
Mortal Kombat. Fucking Marcus Fenix.
Cole McGrath
for Xbox.
Is it Cole again?
Yes, Cole again. So now
is PlayStation. Is it the dragon from the cover?
Yeah.
Yes, the dragon.
Let's play Mortal Kombat. I'm the dragon.
That's it. I'm done.
No way. That's not fair. You can't be the dragon.
Oh, I'm the dragon.
Is it Oddjob? No Oddjobs. Oh man.
Is the hair
if he's
job?
Crouching, maybe, you can never
maybe
hit
it'll
him.
Be maybe it'll be stupid Frost. So you can have your female ninja.
Frost.
Or Tanya. Maybe it'll be Tanya.
You know what that game needs? More ice-based ninjas.
Yep, exactly, because it doesn't already have two.
There should always be at least three.
Fuck that's true.
What if it's the guy from Ninja Gaiden?
What if ninja? It's just regular Cyber Smoke?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
I mean,
too.
It could just wouldn't be that be a decent choice?
It could just be Cyber Smoke.
Like classic Cyber Smoke?
Yep.
But there's already Cyber Smoke.
No, there is smoke. In history, but there is no Cyber Smoke in the Mortal Kombat.
Zombie Cyber Smoke.
Yes, there you go.
That's what I want. Yep.
No. Cyber Smoke. Yeah, that works for me.
Sold. I don't even care anymore, guys. Whatever, yeah. Whatever the fuck you want. Zombie Chihuahua, whatever.
That's it. I give up. I'm done. Wow, shortest podcast ever. Great.
Yeah, well, I didn't look up any news before we started doing this. So.
Great. Just ready and raring to go.
Well,
I think we've had one that's in about 40 minutes.
So I don't have to do the news all the time, guys.
It's true. Dude, have I not been bringing in news every week?
It's true.
Good or not, I'm bringing it in.
We will take a break and we'll rally, see if there's anything else we need to cover and talk about. And we'll be back in a moment after a break.
Okay.
All right, now we're recording.
That's so what that device does right there.
What's that?
That's what that device does.
Yeah, it's a lot of cords. So the only other news thing was the.
That's what you just sounded like.
The Microsoft 343 Studios that are making the Halo Anniversary Collection are going to potentially re-release the giant old Xbox controller for the Xbox 360.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's what you played Halo on.
Don't you remember? Remember cords?
Yeah. A, do you remember cords? B, do you remember that giant hulking skillet of a...
Black and white button.
Yeah. I remember replacing it with an 800-pound grizzly bear.
Yeah.
To see if I could slightly lighter. Getting the difference.
Easier to handle. The story is, 343 Studios is going to, they've contacted this company that specializes in, like, retrofitting old components, so they're going to, like, put the Xbox 360 components into an old Xbox original controller.
So it literally is going to be the old controller?
Yeah.
They're not going to try to make new ones?
No.
They're just like, give us your old controller.
Yeah, they're going to do that for this Halo Fest that happens alongside of PAX, and you'll be able to play original classic Halo in the up-resed Anniversary Collection Edition. At Halo Fest.
It's up-res, man. I don't want to play it.
On the old version of the controller. But it's an up-res controller, too. It's all there, man.
I'm not going to play it.
Well, you'll be able to if you want to. If you change your mind, it'll have that as an option. But no word on whether they'll re-release it as, like, a real thing. Yeah.
Like, is it going to come with the game, or...
No.
No?
No. But you'll be able to buy them through, like... charity auctions after the event happens if you really want one.
Ah.
Yep. I always call them the Anchor. But other people are calling them the Duke. I don't know.
I never called it a thing.
Yeah.
I just the Xbox
controller. I always called it the fat controller.
Fat controller.
Fat ugly controller.
The Anchor.
The Anvil.
The anvil. The Titan's hammer.
The old ball and chain.
Yeah.
Well, that's the new character in
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat is the Xbox controller.
Yep. Xbox on.
Yep.
It's the Kinect that would work. Such with the K.
Oh!
Nah.
fatality. Cancer.
Eye cancer.
That's all, though. There's no other news I know of.
That was a good break.
Yeah. No emails. If you do want to email us, our email is
bossbarrel.com.
Yawn at bossbarrel.com. BBR at bossbarrel.com. Send a message to us that way, or through Facebook, or through the comment system on the webpage. But I guess thanks for listening. This has been Boss Barrel Radio episode 42. We'll see you next week online.
I'll
see you in Eden.
On the Eden.
Or on iTunes, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. It's also on the Eden.
On the Eden.
Be surfing Eden.
Is it the Eden or Eden?
Eden.
Eden.
But they just said
I'm going on
the internet was not referred to as the internet anymore, and it was just called Eden.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it is the Eden or if it is just Eden. I don't know if it changes the way that it's structured inside of a sentence.
I'm on internet.
Internet browser. What's your Eden browser?
I don't know.
Kinect.
Netscape.
Mortal Kombat.
Is Kinect then in the future going to be like the DOS version? Where you're like, oh man, all it tracks is your hands. Just like, remember when you had to type exe to .exe run?
Remember when people had TVs?
Yeah, I remember. So it was just lines. Just it was just shoved. Words, man. Like, there's no images.
Now actually, yeah, Enslaved visuals, makes a joke bro. About that. Did you ever catch that joke?
What joke?
Enslaved, they're going up this tower, and then Monkey is like, what the heck is all this junk? She's just like, oh, just some ancient old redundant technology. And then if you look around all over the place, you gotta look close, but it says 3D TVs and boxes.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh,
no,
awesome.
No, I do remember that. I do remember that.
Yeah. That's really good.
Actually, and that game is really funny, by the way. I never
the game
that.
Is actually...
When, once you meet Pigsy...
Pretty comical.
Pigsy's good.
Pigsy's, like, just the interaction between Monkey and Pigsy is priceless.
That, there's a really Duke Nukem joke in that game, though, like, towards the end.
Balls.
Like, no, penis joke.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Yeah, when they're all, like, crammed in the apartment and they can't really fit. And
would you move your hand to the left a little bit, Monkey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't see how that's really possible right now. Oh, well, it's just that it's kind of on my penis.
And then they're just like cut away from them being inside a thing, and then they're all screaming.
Nice. Great.
This is a bunch of yelling.
Yeah. Is it like straight up, like they're going to say, they're not going to make any allusions to it, but it's like straight up, your hand's on my dick?
He says that.
Yeah, he says
your hand's on my penis.
Oh, it's not like Final Fantasy VII.
No,
like,
he drops his voice a little bit. He goes, penis.
Remember when you dropped the soap?
Yeah, no, he says penis.
Okay.
At first I thought maybe I was confused, but.
What happened to Cloud in the shower room?
No. Yeah. What happened to Cloud?
And just the first time in that game, Monkey's like, so, Pigsy, how'd you get that name? And then it shows Pigsy, it has a close-up of on his, like, man boob, pig boob, his, like, pig ear and his pig belly. And he's like, I don't know, just sort of picked it up. And then he's like, how'd you get, or what's your name? That's Monkey. And then he's like, yeah, that's obvious. Huh. It's really funny. It's their comical. Interactions.
It gets a lot funnier when Pigsy shows up. But,
yep.
But. Great.
So you're gonna play it.
I'm not gonna play it.
You're gonna play it.
Nope.
Yep.
Griff doesn't like fun.
I don't like fun.
And what do you have against this game?
I just don't want to play it, man.
It's like you have a firm stand that you are not gonna play this fun game.
I will not ever play this game.
Gosh, if we keep arguing about this game for another 60 seconds, we might break an hour.
Nope, let's end it now.
Griff, what?